Is Obama's political career the big issue here? This is why, from day one, what's this gutsy guy? Stop it already. I'm so sick of it. And Mr. President, that's enough. That's enough. We've got a lot of big problems in this country and a lot of big problems due to your foreign policy and, frankly, your national security decisions relating to the terrorists. An enormous number of problems. Stop riding this horse. Everybody knows you were president. Everybody knows you gave the correct order. And the people will make a determination whether you're so gutsy and so historic and so competent, whether you deserve to be returned to office, okay? But that's enough already. You know, they talk about Bush with his mission accomplished banner. That wasn't Bush's banner. The guys on the ship put up that banner. Or some aide put up the banner. Apparently he didn't even know it was behind him until he turned around and there it was. But if that offends people, this is endless. Let's see here. Let's go to cut three, Mr. Producer. Listen to this one, 60 Minutes, go.
You know, we don't trot out this stuff as trophies. The fact of the matter is this was somebody who was deserving of the justice that he received. And I think Americans and people around the world are glad that he's gone. But we don't need to spike the football.
Let's stop. Why do these phrases keep getting used over and over again? Are our politicians and media hoods, are they so illiterate? Are they so lacking in reading of literature and so forth, they have to all use the same phrases all the time? Spike the football. If I hear that phrase one more damn time, it's gutsy. But we're not going to spike the football. Meanwhile, look around. He's everywhere. Well, I'm not spiking the football. No, well, what are you doing? Explaining things. Let's skip to cut four, final of our waterboarding segment, our torture segment on the Mark Levin Show. Cut four, Steve Croft, Obama, go.
Was it your decision to bury him at sea?
It was a joint decision. We thought it was important to think through ahead of time how we would dispose of the body if he were killed in the compound. I think that what we tried to do was consulting with experts in Islamic law and ritual to find something that was appropriate, that was respectful of the body.
Stop. Listen to this. I'm surprised he didn't outsource this to a task force. So it was a joint decision. What does that mean? Bunch of them got together and made a joint decision, or a decision over a joint. But anyway, we thought it was important to think through ahead of time how we would dispose of the body if he were killed in the compound. And I think that we tried, I think we tried to do consulting with experts in Islamic law and ritual. Consulting with experts in Islamic law and ritual to find something that was appropriate, that was respectful of the body? Now that's screwed up. But gutsy! That's our gutsy president! We don't want to offend the body of the dead mass terrorist. So we consulted experts in Islamic law and ritual to find something that was appropriate for the body. How many presidents do you think would do that? I think one. Actually, two. Obama and Carter. All the others wouldn't give a damn. And they'd be right.